The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Best-selling author and relationship counsellor John Gray is in Dublin for an all-day workshop taking place in the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary this coming Sunday. During the workshop, John will be reviewing the key aspects of his international best-selling relationship book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and his more recent book, Beyond Mars and Venus, Relationship Skills for Today's Aspect, where he maintains many relationship problems can be avoided by recognizing there are fundamental differences between men and women. And John is on the line. John Gray, good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning to you and thank you.
You might remind us of the original thesis of that first very successful book.
Well, it continues to be successful around the world, particularly when couples get married. There's certain challenges that we face. And having extra understanding of what women need most and what men need most. And so I explain it in today's terms. I explain it actually in terms of our biology. But bottom line is communication. And when women can feel understood by a man, they're much happier. And that we, you know, when I look at women's complaints as a counselor over 50 years, it's usually he doesn't listen. He gets distracted. He forgets things. He loses motivation. And so what I do is I teach women how to communicate to a man so he'll listen. And I teach men how to hear women. And of course, men want to be heard. There's no doubt about that. But most importantly, men want women to not complain. Women will tend to complain too much. They don't know how to motivate men to do things without complaining. And that's just an old-fashioned way that doesn't work. They have new skills to motivate men.
So why are men and women built so differently? I mean, is it a societal construct based on behavior over centuries, or is it something more fundamental?
Well, it's both things, and there's really no debate on that. Certainly, the way we're raised as children, what we see our father do, we see our mothers do. If we have a single mother, it's going to be a bit different. If we have a single father, it's going to be different. You know, that the culture has a huge impact, and I think now more than ever, the culture is taking us in the wrong direction. It can be sort of corrected. The biology is what I'll be focusing on because there's no disputing that we are born differently and we cope with stress differently. That's the most important thing because relationships, we end up having arguments and fights. We lose the attraction for each other because we don't understand the biology. There's certain ways I can communicate with my wife that will raise the hormone estrogen. Women need to make 10 times more estrogen in order to have romantic feelings than a man. And men need to make 10 times more testosterone in order to have romantic feelings for his wife. And these things tend to dwindle over time. And wouldn't it be great if we could learn communication skills and ways of interacting that would raise estrogen in women, the way I talk to her, and the way she talks to me, which would raise my testosterone? These are powerful new insights that we have the biology to back it up.
Now, are things a bit confused with the so-called gender wars that are going on at the moment?
Well, exactly. There's always been the war of the sexes, okay? And the war of the sexes is kind of funny. It's when it comes to sex and actually physical intimacy, women generally need to feel emotional intimacy first. Then they are in the mood for romantic intimacy. Whereas for men, it's the physical attraction is so important. And then they can open their hearts and be more intimate. So when men feels that a woman's interested in him sexually, his heart begins to open. And these are actually biological reactions that are regulated by pheromones, a smell that we put out. And we're going to learn all about that biology. But for couples that, you know, that's for couples, but for single people, we have to realize this class goes beyond just relationships. It goes beyond how we cope with stress in life. And for men, it's learning all the ways to pump up your testosterone, which is actually what makes men the best they can be. When a man is angry, for example, his testosterone is low and his estrogen is high, the female hormone. That's the emotional hormone. And for women, when they're stressed, feeling overwhelmed, too much to do, exhausted, or even resentful, what's going on inside of them biologically, we can measure it, is that her estrogen levels are too low and her testosterone, the male hormone, is too high. So that's why I wrote this book, Beyond Mars and Venus, because we're facing a new culture which in many aspects is great and many aspects is not, which is women now can access their male side. They make money, they're educated, they're independent, they're single. All these kinds of aspects raise testosterone in women. And how can a woman balance that testosterone, that male energy with her female energy is what I help women to do. And then they become more desirable, and then they become more motivated to fall in love. They find the right person. You know, a lot of single people are wandering around because you kind of don't have the right state of mind to attract the right partner for you if you're a woman and you're not making enough female hormones and you're in a stress state. Same for men. Men, if they're not on their male side producing enough testosterone, women just aren't attracted to us. And often we can't make a commitment in a relationship either. So it's very biological. We've always been biological.
We are prisoners. Our behavior, we are prisoners in that sense of our own biology.
Well, I'm
like we're going to behave in the way our biology determines it.
Yes. We're designed to be a certain way. And you know, there's like hundreds of studies showing the brain differences between men and women. And there's also books written saying that men are from Mars, women are from Venus is a myth, that it's not true. Our brains are the same. Yes, our brains are very much the same. People are very much the same. We all have two hands, two left, right hemispheres of the brain. But how men tend to use their brain is both affected by our biology and our hormones, as well as by the culture. You can train a man to be feminine and he'll be weak and angry and powerless. You can train a woman to be masculine and she will not be able to get into a relationship. And so many women are waking up to this in their 30s and 40s, which is, why don't I have a man? I'm now feeling like I want that. And it's sad. It's a sad situation. You asked about, you know, the war of the sexes. It's unfortunate right now. And when people hear this message, there's hope, they feel good, they feel motivated. And in the workshop, they experience those differences. I have men and women doing different communication exercises, and I even work with some people who are in relationships. I work with people who are single. You know, I've been doing this for 50 years, and I can help people a lot. And it's fun at the same time. We kind of make fun of ourselves.
But you're saying, though, that you can therefore learn techniques for a guy to make a woman want him, and vice versa, for a woman, she can develop techniques which make a man want her. So the whole idea is, oh my goodness, you are a handsome devil, you. And he gets turned on by this and develops testosterone and therefore can ultimately reveal feelings. And the reverse process then, in the case of a man, what does a man say to a woman that will have the same effect?
You handsome devil would be okay to do. Maybe that's an Irish expression. I don't know. But pretty much the expressions I'm going to teach are things like when a man says, and you're having a conversation, and just be mindful as a woman to say things like, what a good idea, or that makes sense, or you're right about that. Oh, you're my hero. You know, these kind of phrases, women like them too, but what they're doing is they're actually stimulating in that person appreciation and trust for them as a human being, for their contribution to you. When you do that for a man, his testosterone goes up and that lowers his stress. For a woman, it raises her testosterone. It feels good. Testosterone feels good to women, but it doesn't produce the estrogen. And when women are stressed, biologically, we look at basically her estrogen's too low. Now, what do I do when I come home? It's little things make a big difference with women. If you give her 50 roses, for example, she'll have a surge of estrogen. But you give her one rose, two roses, a gardenia, whatever, something little. They also have a surge of estrogen. For women, men don't understand it, is little things make a big difference, particularly to help lower her stress, help her feel at ease and comfortable. And when her stress goes down, then she's happier. So it's not so much what I say to her, it's more that I listen to her. You know, and men think we're listening. You know, she's talking, we're listening. But what we do is we undo our listening by offering advice many times. We'll
now,
say, don't worry about that.
In spite of the science you offer in all of this, there will be those who say, you're just old-fashioned, this kind of idea of the roles of men and women and the way they behave. In the modern era, women can do everything that men can do. There's one thing that a man can't do that a woman certainly can do, and that's to give birth. But other than that, equality reigns. What do you say?
Well, equality is different from sameness. I'm certainly not saying that we can't do the same things. I never said what you just said. And people just assume I'm saying that, you know, that a woman can't do this or a man can't do that. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about our stress levels. And biologically, I'll give you some data as facts. As men get older, their testosterone levels go down, their libido goes down. That doesn't have to be the case. I'm sexually active in my late 70s, okay? So there's a whole other way of looking at life. And if you look at stress levels, which are measurable, in the workplace, women's stress levels are on average, not every woman, but on average, twice as high as a man's. And when she comes home, they double again, whether she's married or not. These are just averages. Divorce levels are just off the chart. So somewhere we're going wrong here with this whole thing. And yes, I teach very traditional ideas, which and also the new ideas. I do both because when couples are in a traditional relationship, they have a certain set of problems. And when they're in a non-traditional relationship where a woman's independent, she's educated, she's making more money than a man, you get a new set of problems. So how to help solve those problems? And if somebody is not having problems, this is actually taking this seminar will actually help them have a better relationship. Mm. You don't have to have problems to come to this relationship.
Yeah. But all couples will row over big or small things from time to time. And you make the point that women and men row differently.
Yes, yes. What happens is when they're having a row, what's going on is women generally need to be heard more, and men are busy giving solutions and trying to explain things to her. We have an expression in America now called explaining, mansplaining, which is, of course, we love that men or women can explain themselves. But when a woman is basically stressed, when she's not happy, when she's starting to get upset, not feeling safe, there's things a man can say or do. And one of those things is if he's starting to get angry, to know his hormones are going out of balance. His female hormones are increasing. Most men think that, oh, being angry is masculine. No, it's actually very weak. Anger is a sign that you're afraid. So what women want from a man is to feel safe and secure. So stop talking. If couples can learn how to take a time out, or men can learn how, just don't say everything you think when a woman is talking. Recognize that she has a greater need to share. Now, for women, they can focus on a greater way to share her feelings so it doesn't upset a man so much. You know, there's ways to improve the way we communicate with each other and soften the communication.
But you make the point that when people have a row and the row is shut down, often by the woman because she's had enough of the stress that it involves and the bad feeling and the bad words that may be spoken. The man interprets that as, okay, we fixed it. It's over. But the woman will go back again and again to the past, to history, and regurgitate. And the man is saying, why?
Well, actually, you know, there's something called makeup sex. And because people express their feelings. Sometimes in the beginning, they will have sex and they'll express their feelings. But it's not a healthy way to do it. And what you're talking about is women remembering. You see, women have a much higher need to produce estrogen, 10 times more than a man. And you produce estrogen when you feel safe. So men don't realize that when they yell and scream at a woman, she remembers it. She shuts down. Over time, she can't open up. And for a woman to have romantic feelings towards a man, her normal levels of estrogen, which need to be around 10 times higher, will need to double. That's why we have what's called romantic skills. And that's what I'll be teaching men, is that more than ever, women need, and men need both, romantic skills. And they're different. There's how to bring the romance back into a relationship, because couples want that. Not every couple wants that, but for the couples that want that lasting affection, that's possible. Now, if you were a woman in the old days, I talk about the past versus now, when a woman was dependent on a man for finances and a man had a good job, that also made him feel very positive all the time. If he had a good job, he could provide for his wife, help her fulfill her basic needs of survival and security and have a family, and he protects them. A woman really didn't need all these romantic skills, because romantic skills are just activities that a man can do and a woman can do that will knock up testosterone for men and knock up estrogen for women. This is very biological. Sex is something that's regulated by our hormones, and our mind definitely regulates our hormones. Our behaviors do it. And I focus also on how our relationships, the way we relate to each other, to ourselves, to our work, to the world, controls to a great extent the expression of the activation of our genes that produce male hormones for men, female hormones for women. And we feel better.
You did say something there in passing, though, where you said a man being angry, that some people think that's someone being, if you like, testy, full of testosterone. And you said, no, it's quite the contrary. It means they're generating more estrogen, the female hormone, which you then equated with weakness.
Yes, absolutely.
So you know, are you saying women are weak?
No. For a man who has estrogen, it's weakness. For a woman who has estrogen, she's happy and she's loving. And then her testosterone makes her strong. See, we have two parts of us. We have courageous and competent and confident. That makes testosterone, okay? When we're feeling confident, focused. I'm not saying women don't have that. Women make testosterone. It's just when women are unhappy, they're not making enough estrogen. I don't need to make as much estrogen as a woman in order to be happy. My biology is different. So when a man's estrogen goes high, he's in a state of what's called fight, anger, aggression, or flight, which is shutting down. And when he's in that state, and it could also be a state of faking, pretending everything's okay, or just giving in and complaining and feeling sorry about yourself. All of those four states are true for both men and women. It's just that when a stress state occurs for a man, his testosterone is low. When a stress state occurs for a woman, her estrogen is low. So when my wife is stressed, I can do things to help her estrogen come up rather than do things that make it go down. So if I'm yelling at her or getting angry at her or making her feel, you know, humiliating, embarrassing her for being upset about something, that would be one way I would be lowering her estrogen that only makes the problem last longer. So there's ways with this knowledge, like if, you know, my wife's upset and I start making a joke about it, like, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. It's not a problem. You say that to her, he thinks he's giving her good advice. It'd be like what I say to my best buddy. You know, I'd say to him, hey, don't worry about it. Let's just go to the movies or let's forget it for now. Let's have a drink. You know, that would be a way for a man to shift gears from trying to solve a problem that there's nothing he can do about. So this is what we men are designed to do. Think about, you're in battle. You can't be in touch with your feelings and your emotions while you're trying to, you know, win a war. I mean, we've been battling for centuries. So this is ingrained in us, and there's a way we can cope with stress very effectively, which is temporarily, if you can't solve a problem, temporarily forget it. You know, I've been a meditator my whole life. For 50 years, I practice meditation. What is meditation particularly taught to men? Not that women can't learn from it, because now modern women are more in touch with their male side. But for the male side, it's like if there's a problem in front of you and you can't solve it, there's nothing you can do about it, then take time to forget it. You have to have a break time. That's another thing I explain. And men are from Mars, and it's still true of many men, which is when they go to work, they use up their testosterone. They need time to forget their problems. Because if you have problems in front of you that you can't solve, that lowers your testosterone. So what can you do? That's what I
teach
men.
Well, John, I'm sure you'll have a very interested crowd at the Royal Marine in Dunleary this coming Sunday. The author of Beyond Mars and Venus and Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, John Gray. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.